In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Orlando Padilla. Entering into this first Friday, and this first Friday also of the season of the 40 days of Lent, both of our readings speak about things that should seem unfair to you and me. They say, in the first one, is my way not fair? You say that God's ways aren't fair because if somebody is living a really good life and then falls away toward the end and does evil, well, he's going to die for that evil because he dies in sin. Also on the reverse, if a man lives in unrighteousness and filthily all his life, but at the end he turns his life back to the Lord in repentance, well, he shall live. His former years will not be held against him in salvation's sake. Again, within the gospel, our Lord is tightening the screws. He's reminding you and I that it doesn't matter. Sin is not something that we do within the world and following through with gross exterior actions. It's not just murder. It's not just physically committing the sin of adultery by going out on one's spouse. It's not any of these things that are the grave things, although they are. But it's really those roots of those sins which are so too as grave. By speaking badly about who your neighbor, about holding on to an unnecessary grudge within one's own heart. It's that lustful eye, that playing with something within one's own mind that is too the sin of adultery and must be cut out and uprooted there. God is not interested merely in the gross acts of our lives, but even those things within our heart which ultimately do lead us to graver things. As we enter more into this time of adoration, we would do well to examine our consciences before our Lord who is here upon the altar and to see and to look for those things which will bring about a real peace with God by actually conforming our heart to God, not just in the gross actions of our lives, but in those necessary things of the heart. That's where our Lord desires to reside. I want to share with you something I read this morning from Pope St. John Paul II. When he visited the Philippines, I believe it was in the 80s, shortly after he was consecrated Pope, he delivered a message. And he speaks about the peace that's necessary to be a person of God, to live out our lives in accordance to God's will, even within our daily lives. He says, "We are called to pass on the healing that we have experienced and the reconciliation that we have been given so lavishly. Therefore, clothe yourselves with heartfelt mercy, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another their burdens. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you," as it says in Colossians chapter 3. Have you been forgiven? We are all called to forgive. Having been justified by God's grace, we are called to give witness to the justice in our lives, for we know full well that peaceful relationships can exist in the world only when the justice of Christ permeates hearts and is expressed in all the structures of society. He goes on to say that in order to communicate peace in accordance with Christ's words, we must live that peace. In the words of the apostle, Christ's peace must, quote, reign in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you are called to peace, as it says again in Colossians chapter 3. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, there must be peace in our families, peace between husbands and wives, peace between parents and children, peace within our communities, peace in our parishes and local churches, peace in society and over the earth, peace in the hearts of the ministers of Christ and in the hearts of the religious and of the laity, in the hearts of all those who embrace God's gospel of love. For only then can our proclamation and communication of peace truly be effective. Peace to the poor and peace to the rich, peace to the young and to the old, peace to the sick and to the suffering, to prisoners and to all who mourn. Peace to those who are crushed by the burden of sin, and peace to those who stumble beneath the weight of their own cross. Peace to all who serve with us in the name of Christ and for the glory of his Father. Peace to all our brothers and sisters in Christ and to all our fellow human beings, the peace of reconciliation, of justice, of freedom from fear, of liberation from oppression and sin, of deliverance from the eternal death, the peace of Christ's kingdom, the peace of hope, the peace of Christ Jesus himself. Peace is yours, brethren, as a gift from the Lord and as a responsibility and a challenge. Let us therefore listen to Jesus today and all the days of our lives. To spread forth his gospel of peace was the very mission of John Paul II, and what our Lord is asking here, it begins by rooting out those little aspects of our mind that lead toward sin, lead toward bringing about strife and stealing from others rather than recognizing the good of those who are around, and especially in relinquishing grudges that so easily spring up within our families and within our community. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.